This is Bell Stock and Violet Marcus on April 10th, 1982, and we are interviewing Roland Miller in his living room at 4320 Stanton Avenue. Roland, we would like to know if your son was raised any differently than you were raised. Can you contrast the two ways that you grew up? You and Bunky grew up.
Well, the difference in the way I grew up between the present and the time my son holds Bunky group is that I was one of 12 children and more or less was attended to mostly by my sisters, who kept an eye on me because mother was busy in the house with other duties. And when I was outside, I was more or less left on my own. And at the present time, Bunky, of course, was one and the only child, and we kept an eye on him and raised him a little different than I was, because Sylvia, who attended to him very closely.
Okay. So the difference, that would be the difference then in the way you were raised and the way Bunk was raised. Okay. What about his children? Is he married? Tell us a little bit about Bunky.
Well, Bunk was married to Jeannie Siegel in 1968. And they had Stephen was born on July the 5th, 1970. Rebecca was born 6 years later, and Julie was born 6 years after Rebecca. So there's a 6-year difference between the three children of our son.
Can you tell us a little bit about Bunky, what he does and what his children do? Where are they at the present time?
Well, Bunky, of course, is now teaching courses at Muhlenberg College, a private institution sponsored by the Lutheran Church, and which has quite a few Jewish students in the buildings. They have a chapel for the Gentiles, and half the building is for the Jewish students. Formerly, he was with the Chase Manhattan Bank in New York for about 11 years and traveled extensively all over the world as a troubleshooter, being a vice president in the international banking division. He is, of course, a graduate of Northwestern. He has a doctorate from Northwestern in industrial engineering and operations research management, which courses he teaches at Muhlenberg. Previous to his Chase Manhattan position, he was with the Union Carbide Corporation, and previous to that, he taught at Rensselaer Polytech. institution in New York. During his school education, he was on a work student program and worked with the H.B. Mannerin Company, which was a leading management concern in the United States, and also taught graduate and executives in New York as part of the program.
How and where are his children at the present time?
Stephen is presently graduating from Maryland University in College Park, Maryland, and presently is being interviewed for various positions as all graduate students are. Rebecca is in high school as a sophomore, I believe, and is very talented in sketching and artwork. Julie is still in public school and is quite a writer and has received several prizes in her work.
Rowan, how do you, when you look back over your life and over the things that you have told us, how do you view your accomplishments, your successes, your failures? Have you, in fact, met your goals, your dreams? Give us some insight as to how you feel.
Well, I, of course, always wanted to be an attorney, and I, of course, graduated and became an attorney during the Depression. It was a tough practicing at that time, and of course I wanted to be a trial lawyer and tried cases for other attorneys in order to make a living at that time, because it was pretty tough being on your own. I was associated with several attorneys in an office in the Law and Finance Building. I, of course, had other positions with the federal government and enjoyed my work with them, except one position with the Interior Department Compliance Division. It was a very tough job and was injurious to my health. But I, of course, proceeded later to work in building construction, development, and appraisal and sales, and enjoyed that work very much. The only failure I can imagine was I had my own eyes on a judgeship, and that is one position I did not attain. I almost did. Is that still on?
Yeah, sorry to leave it on, because it doesn't matter. If it runs over, it doesn't matter.
In general, Roland, when you look at the city of Pittsburgh, how do you view the city today as it was when you were growing up, as a young adult individual. Contrast the two for us, if you will. And if you are familiar with the Jewish communities at that time, try to give us some insight into the community at that time as opposed to now.
I, of course, am not too familiar with the young adults today in their work and social life. But I can say that when I was younger, we had a very close relations with our friends and joined several clubs at the Irwin Kaufman Settlement. We had a club called the Minion Club on Dinwiddie Street when we were growing up in the Bar Mitzvah and later years until about when I was about 16. But our social life then was going to these big band dances and in Oakmont and many other places around the suburban Pittsburgh. Today I think the dancing is a little different and more physical, you might say. I don't think they have many big bands today. And of course, when we went out on a date then, a $5 bill would make it for the entire evening, as against about $25 or $30 today.
Right.
Other than when you were a teenager and when you would go dancing, what about the rest of the city today, the community today? How does that differ? Do you see a difference? Do you see a difference in the Jewish community today as opposed to when you were growing up or when you were a young adult, when you came back from Harrisburg?
Today, of course, they have more financing available for the Jewish community. At that time, they had these little, what they call, pushkis in the homes of the residents, and they're financing the Jewish community and immigrants was a little harder then, and financing, obtaining money from the various merchants was a little more difficult. When I was a little older, I was a district director of the Boy Scouts, and at that time I was in charge of obtaining money for the Boy Scouts as one director in the downtown area. And I can say very proudly I won the prize of the Boy Scouts in Allegheny County for obtaining the most money for the Boy Scout in the director division, and won a little prize statue for that accomplishment.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like us to know, Roland, before we terminate our interviewing? What you've told us is going to be of such wonderful interest to researchers in the days, months, and years to come. We would like to know if there's anything else you feel that would be a benefit to any researcher looking at your lifestyle and your life as you've told it to us. Is there anything additional that you would like to say?
I can say from my observations and reading the various papers, the Chronicle and the Zionist and Hadassah mailings, that today they have, as I stated before, more financing and more groups helping out the Jewish community. When I was younger, of course, as I stated, there was not too much financing available. But I can say that at the time I was growing up, there seemed to be a little more Jewishness and more attention to the Hebrew and Jewish life as there is today. Today, of course, we have more mixed marriages among the Jewish community. I read in the mailings that perhaps about 40% of the young adults in the Jewish community are intermarrying today.
Roland, I can't thank you enough. Bill thanks you. What you have given us is going to be an absolute delight to everyone who hears it. And thanks again. It will be. It will be.
If you want more, I'll write a book.
Why don't you write a book? That would be great.
You see this?
Yeah?
I got that from boxing.
You were a boxer also?
I was, well, Sylvie knows this. When I was about 14, I was a pretty good street fighter among the kids, you know. So Abe Attell and Barney Attell, they were two young Jewish fighters. They were in their 30s. They moved across the street from us, and they had a tournament for the neighborhoods around the Woody Street and the Hill District as a boxing tournament for those in certain age groups. So the boys in the Woody Street said, why don't you go in your 14-year-old age group and box? And for the Dean Woody Street Blues, they called them. So I, of course, I never liked to fight, but I always got into fight because I was a pretty good boxer. So I said, all right, I'll get into the tournament. So we had the tournament, I think it was at the Pittsburgh Lyceum, for the neighborhood. I forget where that was. It was in the Hill District somewhere. So I was pretty good, and I won my class, a 14-year-old, and I won a pair of boxing gloves, and Sylvia still saw them. My sister kept them. Sylvia saw them at our house.
And you still married him.
I don't know what happened to them.
I don't know what happened to them either. I remember them.
Thanks again, Roland.